Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Presents Matt's Campaign, Season 2, Episode 7. Subject 27, and the swap. Previously on Dungeons & Junkies, the Order left the Coral Pub in Stone Canyon upon discovering the re-emergence of the Owlbear Championship from a year ago. Upon reaching the Owlbear Championships, Rain, Barwin, and Mick decided to deal with someone who was trying to find revenge. However, while that was going on, Alili and Tinker approached the barn to find out what is happening with the owlbears themselves that are here. Faced with a door, Tinker and Alili prepare to open it. What's behind it? Let's find out together.
I guess I quietly push the door open, kind of one hand up, like I'm taming raptors.
Absolutely. The door opens with ease, and you basically have walked into an arcane laboratory. You can see it resembles something out of a horror movie almost. You can see jars with various organs that have been taken out of various creatures. You can't tell what. There is bloodstained bits of cloth laying on. I'm not painting this picture anymore because it's going to gross people out. But basically, it's like something out of Saw.
Yeah,
gross.
We saved that level of grossness for my campaign.
Yes, exactly. But it's not good.
It's not good.
At the end, though, there is... Alili, can you do me a nature check, please?
Okay. Come on, holy dice. Holy dice came through, nat 20 plus 1.
Okay. A noise you hear stops you dead, and you motion to Tinker to stop as well. You hear the unmistakable whimper, and to be fair, Tinker recognises it as well, after you stop him, the noise of a whimpering baby owlbear. On the table at the end, which is clearly a crude operating table, you see the baby owlbear in question with a drip hooked up to it.
There's nobody else in the room, is there?
Not at the moment, no.
In that case, I immediately go up to the table.
Okay.
I'll get some food out of my pack, because I always keep some spare meat on for Deimos.
Okay.
Can I tell what, like, the drip's hooked up to, or...?
Do you have any expert in alchemy at all?
No.
Tinker does.
Can I use one of my new artificer things?
What is it you're going to use?
It's a ritual called Identify, which is, like, if I can touch it, if it's a magic item or magic imbued object, you learn its properties, how to use it, whether it requires attunement, charges, etc., and any spells that are affecting it. So if it's like warded or anything, I would know.
You can definitely use that. It's a victory, you say, so it's going to take your
time. Takes a minute,
okay, that's fine. Okay, you have your minute to do so, yes. Is there anything you need to do for it, or is that just you know straight away?
That's just a I've got it.
Okay. It takes you a few moments for it to, process at least all of the time.
It's like the loading thing.
Absolutely.
A little spinning beach ball.
You can tell what it is, and it comes to you like a shot of, like a shot in the dark.
Oh no.
What is
ew.
It?
Fuck. It's dragon blood?
Okay.
Can we get this little guy off it?
Yes.
Because I don't know what that shit's doing to him.
I suddenly feel very threatened.
Yeah. Enhancing... Are they, like, enhancing the owlbears so that... Like, there won't be a champion? Or that he has an army of genetically enhanced owlbears to murder us with? Okay.
Can we take the drift out of the owlbear?
Can you hold him still and I'll take it out?
I'm gonna let you hold him for free. Right now, it's just asking for help. For anything, he's just let you do that. But I mean, taking it out, choose your alchemy. I'm not gonna ask you to roll for that. You know how to take a drift out.
Concern.
Okay. So drip comes out, no problem, and you hear it. Like almost squeaking relief, and it opens its eyes up and just looks straight into a lady's eyes and just goes, you know like a Captain Trek 2?
yeah
back those sort of eyes.
I kind of hand Alili some like chicken from my back.
I see about the baby wants to eat.
It sniffs it and then takes it and begins and with little paws and just eats it very carefully. It's still kind of brown because it's a baby, so it hasn't got its white feathers yet.
Can I just like kind of scoop it up and tuck it into my cloak?
Absolutely.
This is mine now.
Absolutely.
This is my baby now.
Absolutely, you can do that. Yes.
Something bad's gonna happen to it or Deimos because there can't be two giant fucking creatures in our party.
Or what if the small people raise an army of big creatures?
Oh my god, you and me ride them into battle.
The small people uprising.
Insert Black Beauty theme here. Right. Right, so.
Ooh, you hear the people sing.
Don't make me sing the Miz, I'll do it.
I'll have a look around, see if there's any document stuff or identification y stuff.
Do me an investigation check quickly.
Let me just mark off that spell.
I'm assuming this is number 27.
You can see there is a tag literally nailed through its foot saying, saying 27.
I think I can get
that out. That's 15.
You notice there are those scrolls, bloodstained, obviously, because, you know, this guy's
edgy. This guy is,
you know, edgy. Whoever it is who was working in here has been, from what you can tell, because it's written in Abyssal, you can tell that what they're trying to do here is splice owlbears with dragons. And to quote at the bottom, to create drag owlbears.
They couldn't have thought of a better name then.
You'd think with all the effort they're putting into this they could come up with a better one, but...
Dragon players.
So yeah.
Let's get 27 out, and then... Maybe we can find out what the others are up to.
Okay, so I'm not going to make you roll for escaping the barn, because it's easy to get your way out of the barn, no problem. While you're doing that, what's happening back down at the owlbear championship area? Bearing in mind, Barwin and Rain have extracted themselves from the hay bale. Where nothing at all untoward happened.
Certainly not. Barwin doesn't know why you would even have to qualify such a thing.
The rain's too old for that shit.
Well,
Barwin is far too oblivious and doesn't care.
Okay, what's happening with Mick?
Can I have used my, like, grabbed a vial out of my poisoner's kit and, like, collected some of said poison from my sleeve?
When you check, it wasn't the vial that had broken. Oh. It was literally, you had landed on some twigs in a puddle.
Ah, oh. Good. Excellent.
That's why when you rolled 24, nothing broke.
You literally had us on edge for that entire time.
Yep, I'm a dick.
Can I then use said poisoner's kit to figure out, and also just my proficiency with poison, to figure out what kind of poison this is?
You absolutely can do so, yes.
You want me to roll for it, or?
Of course. I'm generous, but I'm not generous right now. You've already had enough out of me today.
Alright. That is a 17.
That's good enough. You can tell that this is the same poison that you. It's a similar sort of poison that you used once upon a time to kill Rain's dad.
Oh, good. I forgot to restock this anyways.
Okay. Right.
Hell of a reaction.
Okay, so
I'm gonna go rejoin with Barwin and Rain and tell them, well, I got the poison from him, so the hatchlings are safe from him in that regard. And if you want to kill him, tomorrow he's gonna be here at the tournament, Rain. So that's up to you, though, buddy.
Yeah, I'll probably kill him.
Thing is, now that you've stolen it from him, if he figures it out, are we gonna be safe from him?
I'd rather kill him, whatever happens.
Yeah, I just feel like he's probably gonna figure it out before tomorrow morning.
Yeah. He's not that switched on.
He seemed pretty oblivious, Barwin. I like where your head's at, but he was an oblivious lot.
Fair enough. Barwin doesn't look convinced, but isn't gonna like push it. So what do we do now?
I don't know. Who knows? They probably discovered some secret evil laboratory. You never know. Let's go see what they're up to.
They said they were going to a barn. Talked to them before we came in here. Barwin and I were finding.
That's definitely going to be an evil laboratory, so we should probably go join them.
Sounds about right. Alright, onwards and upwards.
You're very strange, but alright.
Okay, so you guys
are... under my breath, look at Barwin and go, he is wearing a poncho.
You make a good point.
It's to keep me warm.
What? We were talking about you.
Barwin just raises an eyebrow back as if to say, like, yeah, sure it is.
So are you guys going along the main path to get towards where the barn is to meet up with those two? Or are you going across field and water?
I've probably just taken the same way I took him. I'll just take him the same way I went, assuming that that's quicker than the main road.
That way is back to town.
Whatever is quickest then, really.
Barwin's
probably going to go cross country because they know that, like, they don't really trust going back through town.
Okay, so you're going to go across the country to meet up with the other two. Alili with 27 and Tinker, are you heading cross country to meet up with them? Or by road?
I thought they were meeting us outside the barn.
Okay, so you're meeting outside the barn. Tinker, is Alili still invisible, by the way?
I just realised I never actually stopped being invisible.
I guess not.
I stopped being invisible.
Let's say Baby Owlbear shocked you out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. You Can you two both roll me a perception check?
Holy shit, holy dice come through again.
It's the hat.
It's the hat. That's my, it's that's always the hat. That's a nat 20 again.
Nat 20, lovely. What did you get, Kim?
10.
Why do these dice not roll so well when I'm being Sam?
Okay, Tinker can't notice because they're sort of a little bit thinking about how bad of a name a drag owlbear is and everything else that's wrong in the world right now. Whereas, unfortunately, you do notice, Lily. You notice the other three going across, coming towards the water. But you also notice someone to the side on the bridge, on the path, is checking around before he reaches into his pocket for something. And it's the half-orc you saw from earlier.
Ah, shit. And I just kind of, like, slap Tinker in the way when you really want someone's attention.
Absolutely, you can do so. Roll me attack roll. Roll me attack roll.
No, don't hit me. I'm right there.
I'm fucking free.
That's fine.
Then it's gentle enough that Tinker's attention's got and you didn't kill her.
These dice are psychic, I swear.
Him, sorry.
Yes, Alili, what?
On the bridge, up there.
Shit.
Yeah.
How far away is he?
He is about 30 feet from you and about 45 feet from the others.
Firebolt. Can we see him with our passive perception?
He's behind some trees that you... Nah.
Alright.
Nah.
We'll try,
yes.
Firebolt.
Firebolt?
Yep.
Okay, is this saving throw or is it...
I need to hit him.
Okay.
19 plus 7.
Okay, it's the part where I really wasn't expecting one.
I'm literally just trying to smack him back such that he kind of just sits on the bridge in time for us to get to him.
Okay, so you're hitting him. What did he hit, sorry?
I got 26.
Oh, you hit him then some. You can roll for damage.
Only 7.
Only 7, they say.
Well, it could do a max of 20, so.
Okay. Okay, it knocks him backwards and sets his tunic alight, and you see him patting himself down quite quickly. He didn't know where it came from. He wasn't paying attention to where
I
you
I gestures to Alili and we bolt towards him.
Yeah. I take it we definitely saw.
Oh, you saw the fire!
You saw the fire!
You saw the fire?
Yeah. I'm expecting
the group call to be opened pretty quickly.
Guy throwing something into the river! Guy throwing something into the river!
Alright, I'll make my way up there.
Forsoom would put in the group chat, I took his poison! And then the vomiting emoji.
Maybe just one!
I was gonna say, it comes to mind he might have had more than one. After all, that little vial wouldn't be much for all those hours.
Let's talk him or running.
Oh, Barwin is already running.
Yeah, this is in the group chat. We're all, I guess, running. I mean, I'm not. Torsoon isn't. He's like, I already handled this situation.
Barwin's running.
Finish handling it.
Barwin knows.
He's totally pouring something in there.
Okay. Before I make you guys roll for initiative, the guy gets back up and put the fire out, looking around, and then checks inside again, and you swear you can hear him say, where the hell is it?
Was he going to poison the entire fucking tank?
The group chat's still over, and Horsoon sends the smiley face with sunglasses.
And Lily sends, like, the face palm emoji.
Years in prison he'd get for murdering Nick.
Because this is Dungeons and Dragons, you know the little people emojis that are face palming? Can I send one that's a dragon face palming?
Absolutely you can. Like... Absolutely you can.
Okay.
Are you still carrying the owlbear as well, by the way?
Tucked inside my cloak.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm picturing like a pond. I'm picturing
it like, you know, in that scene in The Lord of the Rings where Gandalf gets the Palantir.
I was about to say papoose, but I wanted to say not papoose. It's more like a little pouch, like a baby kangaroo sort of thing.
Baby Yoda,
yes. So yeah, I imagine that's how he's rental them. So are you going to attack him or not?
We should at least question him first.
Yeah, I kind of skid to a halt in front of him and I'm like, oh, are you okay? I saw fire.
Yeah, something hit me. What the hell?
You okay?
Well, I think so. I think... I've even put a number on something. I think I took 7 points of damage, but I think apart from that, I'm all right.
Well, at least the fire's out now.
Yes. He's looking around quite desperately as well.
You lost something?
Well, yeah, I lost my tea flask.
I have some ale here if you want that.
But I need my, do you need my tea? But thank you. Thank you. He reaches out for it.
I give him some ale.
Take the ale from you, and he takes a sip of it. Not his eyes not coming off you at all.
I'm going to sit back in the shrubs and hide, just listen in.
Fair enough.
What they're talking about.
Listening and judging.
Bowen is going to get up. Should we say within melee range, just in case?
Why are you going to like stand 3 feet behind him with your sword above it?
Not necessarily.
So subtle.
You were the short man in the pub, weren't you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it with the kindness and generosity.
I took your advice to come out and have a look around. I just got here and I saw fire.
Well, you got here at the right time. Thank you so much. If you see anyone throwing fire around them, please, if you wouldn't mind smiting them for me, I'd appreciate it. People should be throwing fire around. They're the devil if they do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a poison person myself.
Roll me a insight check, please.
The ticket's just making this man uncomfortable. It's only a 10.
You see a half smirk from his face before he disappears again.
What are you doing up by the river anyway? I thought you were gonna go train.
I did. I met this awesome coach that was down there. He showed me the right way to stab an owlbear from behind. So I'm gonna make sure I use that tomorrow. Because, you know, that's the way you should go about things, of course. You should do it the proper way. You should try and cheat to win.
This whole conversation, oh,
so
my
is
God.
your plan changed then?
Well, I'm not entirely sure it's the honourable thing to do, is it? I mean, it's almost as if someone told me that you should be a fighter, not a talker.
A friend of mine might say the other way around.
Well, in any case, anyway, thank you so much. I'm going to go and try and find my tea flask. I bid you good day. Alili, Mick, Tinker, and Rain, please all roll me a wisdom perception check with double advantage.
Did you mean Barwin, not me?
Everyone, apart from Barwin.
Barwin, three times.
The only reason is because you'll find out why.
For future reference, can I ask what double advantage means?
Three dice.
Roll three dice and take the
okay,
best.
Okay, I want to check whether it's three or four.
That is a 23.
Highest is 17.
24 in total, my highest.
50.
Okay, anyone who rolled a 20 or higher can tell that there is magic on this man. and you feel like you can you feel like this guy is not being honest in any way, shape or form.
I have identify.
I mean, well,
I'm going to continue hiding. I already revealed myself to him as Big Mike. I'm not going to once again.
I mean, this is why I gave him a fake name.
Okay.
I just know what... I kind of send a question mark to the group chat.
I would send back a rabbit, a top hat, and then multiple exclamation points.
A magician?
Angry bunny. Okay.
Okay. I would ask if
you can vote identify. If you're melee range, you can do
identify. I was gonna assume I'm in range. I'm more trying to figure out if Barwin knows what's going on.
What do you mean identify?
A spell.
The artificer spell.
No, I got it by a bard.
What's the description?
You choose one object that you must touch throughout the casting of the spell. It came up on the bard list.
I mean, that is a very specific divination spell, but it's touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to touch him.
Yeah, so I can just walk up and, like, kind of put my hand on his shoulder and just be like, do you want a hand looking for your tea flask?
And keep the hand there for a minute, uncomfortably.
Yeah.
It's verbal.
I will ask you if you want to do that, then you are going to roll me a charisma performance check first.
Yeah,
you could totally do it, yes.
Yeah, but the point about having to do it for a minute, I'm not sure that would be reasonable in this context.
Well, that's my performance check. It depends. I'm gonna let you try for it.
I mean, for all he knows, Barwin could be one of those people who just has no concept of personal space.
I mean, my dice are being nice to me, so that's a 21.
Okay, identify works.
Yay! So,
Tinker's annoyed.
You can tell the spell that's being used.
What magic is on this man?
You can tell the spell that is being used is Alter Self.
Fuck's sake.
I send this to the group chat, and it's like, does anyone have any... Can anyone dispel this?
I can.
I downloaded the Disney pack and put the Jafar emoji.
I cast Dispel Magic.
Yay! That just worked in field, it?
It's a DC...
it's a saving throw. If the spell's a third level or below, it just happens.
Yeah, what level is this spell?
Alter Self. Like a first level.
Well, what level is he casting it at?
He is casting at a level 7.
Damn it.
Yikes!
Okay.
Should be able to roll for it then.
Would Bardic Inspiration help?
Make an ability check. So DC is 10 plus the spell's level, so I'd have to get 17.
Okay.
I could cast Bardic Inspiration if that would help.
You're going to play your horn with that hand while holding with that hand at this point. Okay,
yeah.
Go for it. Yeah, absolutely, you can do that.
Okay.
That is... My brain just forgot how to do maths. That's 19. Jesus.
Okay, that dispels it then.
Who stood right in front of me?
My hand on?
The spell starts to literally fall away from him as the orc that was in front of you basically starts being covered in a whirlwind of black magic, and it spins into a tornado and then appears on top, and then he with a cackle lands on top of the barn.
I take it he doesn't take my hand.
Yeah, your hand is
not. No, I'm guessing you step back.
Yeah, I probably did. I was probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is it Jafar?
And before you stand, the real part, the wrong.
It's that prick.
Is this Jafar 2.0?
Yes.
Ha! The wrong!
Sorry. Okay, Per Avon.
Your pa sells Avon.
Avon lady. are the Avon lady.
Dicks. You dicks.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That means he knew who we were in the fucking pub.
Yep.
Yep.
Wanker.
Half Ron just folds his arms and says, good to see you all again.
Fuck you.
Barwin just goes, again?
Did you like my little distraction at the church?
No, not really.
You actually fell for 3 kobolds in a coat.
I mean, that just shows how shit a magician you are that we fell for that.
I didn't need to cast a spell. I just left them there to distract you while I started getting this all set up.
You're a nice sort of loser, aren't you?
Please.
Is he within 10 feet of me?
No, he's on top of the barn behind you now. He's probably about 30 feet from you now.
I'm out of melee range again.
What did you do to my hometown?
Me? Nothing. Well, we needed to find the tinkerer that could help design the axe.
How's that going for you?
Well, we couldn't find the good one. And if you let us know when a good one turns up, you will let us know, won't you, Rayna? And you. Corsoon? Thank you for the lesson in how to stab an owlbear in the arse.
Told you the first one was free.
Corsoon is taking this very well.
You think it did it well? Now.
I mean, truthfully, Corsoon has no real beef with this guy.
Nope.
Barwin doesn't know who this guy is.
Nope. Now, you lot have been a thorn in the Sisterhood side for too long.
You're a thorn in my side.
I think it's time that maybe I just got rid of you lot so we can get on with our business of reclaiming Edenoi or, well, return it to its proper state of war.
Can Barwin level the crossbow and just be like, I don't think so. I'm not firing, just to be clear.
You can, of course. Like, seriously? A crossbow. I'm a magician.
I'll build an axe for you if I'm dead.
Well, trust me, as I get closer, it'll be more.
You're not what we need.
No, but we're what you've got.
You have them.
Huh?
I'm not letting you have whoever the actual one is.
You won't have a say in the matter once you're dead.
I mean, you've tried this before. It didn't end well, and there were only 3 of us then.
Yes. About that. He clicks his fingers, and you hear 4 screams from the barn below him.
Bastard.
I shall. Nice.
What just happened?
You sharpshooter.
Yes.
No conversation at roleplay when Alex is around. Let me just fucking shoot
this
him.
This guy is a dick.
No roleplay, only fight.
This happened last time. Can you let me get into melee range first, please?
Fans of you quick enough. Alex,
can I run for? Can
you
I run
to climb the building?
I'll fucking do it.
Okay, if you want to try an Assassin's Creed up the building and run at the building at the same time, I'm going to let you try and do that with one big stealth athletics check, and you're looking to beat a 20.
So, when you say stealth athletics, does that mean I have to roll both stealth and athletics?
Strength athletics.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry. It's been a long day. Sorry.
I really wishes the troll had taken her all that time ago now.
So, would you believe that's 25?
I would. You basically get to the wall and just turn and...
Just crouching tiger, hidden dragon up it.
You Batman it up the wall, pretty much, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you land on top and... Well, everyone's taken back a bit, enough to step back a step, but he is still within 5 feet of you.
I've now kind of put the crossbow away and I've got my longsword in one hand and whipping the other. Just completely Trevor Belmonting it. It's like...
I adore
you
that.
You wanna go?
I adore that. Right, so are you now going to do, find you, sharpshooter?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not initiating combat. I'm just getting ready.
No, but Ben, if you're going to do so, please roll for sharpshooter. And I'm begging you, don't biff it.
Obviously, my bow would be out of range. I'm going to use darts.
That's why you bought them.
Oh, it gets better than this.
I'm saying again, do not biff it because of who put themselves in range now. Here as well.
19 plus 7 minus 5.
Okay, so that is 21. Okay.
Rolled a hit.
That is a hit. Roll for damage.
18 takes.
Is it 18 all in, is it?
4 plus 4 plus 10.
Okay. The dart hits him. Is it just one dart you're throwing?
Yeah, I'm just going to throw the one dart.
One dart hits him square in the forehead.
It's a hilarious mental image.
And then
the sharpshooter the darts are equal.
And then gets absorbed into his head.
Oh.
He turns into a unicorn.
Oh, I just jump out the hedge and I'm like, by the way, you can keep that dart now. I have not have that.
You say unicorn, I was thinking more the Melty Metal Man from Terminator 2.
You. Okay, and now you are rolling me for initiative.
Okay.
Tinker kind of sighs, like, rape!
This guy.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. That's only a 6 for me.
Is that me?
I tried to kill
me. Right, one at a time. Give me scores.
6 for me.
6 for... Okay, 6 for Barwin. Okay.
19.
19 for Lily, yeah.
14.
14 for... Mick, yeah.
1.
Or 1. Okay, and Tinker. 12. Tinker 12. Okay. I'm not going to be a dick and ask you to roll for initiative for the owlbear cub.
Okay.
I don't think the owlbear's fighting.
No, but if you are holding the owlbear, you are going to be taking 5 off for each hit you attack with, okay? Because you're holding it with one arm.
I mean, I've kind of got it tucked inside, like...
It's in a
side rein.
Like how you tie babies up in a scarf.
Like a papoose. Alili spent a lot of her life in a papoose when she was little.
Don't know what that means, I'll look it up.
It's a papoose.
It's what Dob carries out for strange tied around in. Right, oh god, okay.
I drew a picture of Alili as a baby being carried around in a papoose at one point.
Okay. Papoose it is. Right, okay. Just gotta quickly do some ordering. Okay, well, Alili's going first.
Oh god. First off, let me see. One second. I'm going to use my channel divinity, the Watcher's Will.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick Rain and Tinker. And for the next 1 minute, which is roughly about 10 rounds of combat.
Right, yeah.
You have we all have advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma saving throws. Don't know how handy that's going to be, but...
Okay.
Is that your turn? Is that a bonus action?
I'm pretty sure it's a bonus.
Okay, cool, perfect. What are you doing then?
I can't really do a lot from distance, so I'm going to cast Witch Bolt.
Is that targeted or that radiant? Remind me. I believe it's targeted.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's a ranged spell attack.
Okay, ranged spell attack. Okay, roll to hit.
That's dirty 20.
It is a hit. I believe that's 1d12?
Yep. Which dice will be more lucky?
Which hit?
That's 10.
Okay, 10 damage, lovely.
And that's it for me.
Okay, cool. Okay, it is Parveron's turn next, and the clicking that he did, which caused the scream from below, is now evident as because you didn't lock the door behind you as you left the barn, you see four owlbears sort of stroll out, and it is a stroll because they're not looking too they're not looking too happy, and they just sort of come to his side pretty much
on top of the barn,
underneath him sort of thing. So like they're underneath where you are as well. They're four all in a line sort of thing, and they're just looking like dazed, confused, and in a lot of pain.
God damn it, where's Oberyn when you need him?
And he is going to cast. Well, he waves his hand and just says like, begin. And we now go to Quorthoon.
All right. How far am I away from him?
You are. If you were everyone else at the same time, yeah? Then you are first.
I stayed like away from him the whole time. So if he went back towards the barn, I'd have been close, kind of close to where that was to begin with.
Okay, I'll say you're about 20 feet away.
Fantastic. Then. All right. Well, this is how we're gonna do this. I would like to attack him. I will Assassin's Creed it up to the top of the barn.
Joining Darwin.
Yes, and that's important that you're right there, because I would like to use my Glove of Thanatos, and I would like to attempt to stab him in the neck.
Okay, if you're going to try to do that, then you can roll to hit.
All right. That is a 19.
Remind me, is this a magical attack or not?
The Glove of Thanatos does act as a magical item.
So it's a magical attack again, yeah?
Yeah.
You go to stab him and you bounce off the shield that he cast with a wave of his hand, which is now dispelled.
So he shields from the first attack?
Yes.
All right. That's fine. I would then. I still have so a shield, a 20 hit, probably like a 24. Could just roll the hit again. Now with that, I will just use my cunning action to dash away from him, just like 40 feet, so that
along the top of the barn, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Turning into courthouse five.
Yeah.
Then use my actual bonus action to prepare. I'm going to go with Branding Smite.
Prepare Branding Smite. Okay, cool.
Yeah, just I cast it on myself, and it's just active.
Okay, cool.
Next melee strike.
Perfect. Tinker, you're in the play.
Okay. This is a several-step process.
Hit me.
First things first, my bonus action.
Okay.
I activate Mantle of Flame. Pardon?
That was drinking.
So, you went all robot-y, so I didn't hear anything.
Mantle of Flame.
Ah.
The benefit of a tape, what is Mantle of Flame?
As a bonus action, I wreathe myself in fire for 1 minute, gaining the following benefits. I shed bright light in a 30-foot radius. I deal charisma modifier and damage to all that touch me. I deal this to anyone who hit me with a melee attack. And when I roll for fire damage, I add my charisma die to the result. Okay. I'm now on fire.
Okay.
I'm Jack.
Do you take any damage yourself or not?
No.
Okay, cool. Okay,
in
that's your bonus
state,
action. That is your bonus action.
So my actual action, I'm very annoyed that those two are in the way.
I'm not in the way, I'm far away from them.
Yeah, he's 20 foot.
Barwin's in the way, otherwise I would have just fired.
40 foot down there in the barn. Barwin is within 5 feet still.
Yeah, I know. If Barwin wasn't in the way, I would have fireballed the fucker.
Fireball the owlbears. Fireball the owlbears.
Tempting, but he's kind of controlling them.
And they have been the victims of a horrible experiment.
Well, put them out of their misery.
I'm going to just do Scorching Ray on Parveron.
Okay, cool.
Parver Shitlord.
That's the first time you've used his name properly as well.
I've known his actual name this whole time as
well. I know.
It's the same with Nick. So I need to do 3 attacks, 1 for each Ray.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a 24, a 17, and a 19.
Okay. They all hit.
Oh! 2d6 per Ray. So that's 7, 4, 10.
For 21?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on fire and I'm like, you know what? You hurt my family and my friends. Fuck you.
Okay, cool. You've done that. So basically, you just turbocharged a flamethrower at him, basically. Fantastic.
Yeah, it just burned Barwin.
Okay. Yeah, it arcs around Barwin, which is perfect. I love it. Speaking of talk of the devil, it's Barwin's turn.
Yeah. It's whip and longsword time.
Go ahead.
I have 2 attacks per action.
Yep.
So, first one, whip is... I add the thing in the hit DC column. I add that to my roll, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 24,
that's a hit. Now, whips don't do a lot of damage, I know, but they're still fun to use.
Yeah, well, they're the only 2 light weapons I have. So I can use them in tandem at close range.
Okay. You should have put our weapons in town when you could have bought anything you wanted.
Well, I didn't think about that.
Fine. I'm sure you're going to have a chance to go shopping tomorrow morning.
Yeah. 1d4 plus 3. Well, that was 4, so that's 7 damage in total.
Okay, and your other attack?
Is longsword, which does a little bit more damage. That's a 17, so that's 23.
Here, yeah.
That's a ridiculously good roll.
Yeah. Barwin's a fighter, people.
Finally.
Barwin's finally a fighter.
Not a talker.
Less talky, more flashy.
So that's 9 damage.
Okay, so that's about 16 total, isn't it? Yes. Okay, cool. Okay, cool, lovely. It was Rain's turn next, but because the owlbears have now appeared, they're going before Rain because they rolled a 3, not a 1. Sorry, Rain.
Oh, good.
The 4 owlbears, they sort of like... I don't say they form up, but they all sort of like move onto the road and sort of like walking towards you in formation. Sort of like... And they all honk at the same time. And they're basically, they've used all of their action to move onto the, out of a, at the barn and onto the bridge, and they're now blocking you from getting to the barn.
So I was going to interrupt and say I forgot how my attack works. I should have had 4 attacks, but I'm not going to take that because I didn't remember on my turn. But remind me next turn.
No, it's your job.
Ha! Well, no, I don't want to get in the way of anyone's turn.
If you forget him, you forget him. Is that simple? Rain.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I'm an arsehole. I'm sorry.
No. Oh wait. No. Sorry. I thought you were talking against me. No. I don't get them if I forget them.
Yeah. Yeah. Rain, you're up.
Okay, so how far am I away from Jafar 2.0?
You are 30 feet from Parveron.
Okay. Alright. He might come in handy, so bonus action, I'm going to summon my drake. Actually, no. Bonus action, I'm going to mark Jafar 2.0 as a favourite foe, which means I can deal an extra 1d6 to him. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to test me luck and try two sharpshooter shots and me darts.
Okay.
Come on. So the first one was an 18 plus 7 minus 5.
Okay. So
and
that's 20. Oh, you got a crit 20 and you got a dirty 20.
Yes.
Okay. Roll damage.
Time to roll damage. Okay, I'll do the normal attack first. So let's do this. 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 10. So the first one was 22.
Oof. Mm-hmm.
And now the crit.
Now the crit.
Plus
10. 32.
Jesus Christ.
Peek behind the curtain, you just halved his health. Right, okay.
And then I'm going to move closer with the rest of my movement.
You can't because the owlbears are blocking the path.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Unless you're going to try and climb over the owlbears.
Nah, I'm good with what I'm doing.
He said having just half the health.
Favorite foe lasts for 1 minute, so I've got 10 rounds left of that.
I get the feeling it ain't going to last that long. Okay.
and I can mark other things because it's done on my proficiency bonus.
Okay, we go back to the top of the order and Alili.
Okay, quick question first, because I'm technically level 7 all in.
Yeah.
Does that mean if I cast Eldritch Blast, it'd be two beams rather than one?
Yeah, it's done on character level, not class level.
It's character level, not class level.
Yeah. Okay, then yes.
And that's what I'm a-doing. 24 all in. You have to do one for each beam.
Yeah, for each beam.
And that one is 18.
Okay, we're both hit, yes.
Beam. Level 7 magician getting blown.
This is AC. Fuse shield and whatever.
Yeah, it's 15. Could be worse.
15 all in, is it?
Yeah.
15 with both beams. It's enough, you hot a Hadouken basically at him with one. You manage to get both beams, he's showing off at this point. You manage to have both beams, basically one from each finger just for fun. Just for fun, because you're showing off to a new owlbear pet almost. And it's pretty much shot forward and hits him in the chest in two places and it blasts him back a couple of steps. He's really not enjoying that. He really didn't enjoy it at all. That 15, you say, yeah?
Yeah. Also, because I only recently learned that Eldritch Blast has an appearance. This one looks like Acid Dragon Breath.
Oof. Someone play some metal music.
What else have I got?
I'll make a note of that. Metal music for Alili.
It's the best genre of music.
Well, we can argue that one to the cows come home, but yeah, it certainly works for Lily.
It's subjective, but it's my favourite.
That's fine.
And I think that's all I can do from distance at the moment.
Okay. It's now back to Parveron. He knows that the owlbears are probably getting closer, but he's also getting pwned by all of your distance attack.
We're just all stood in a field like, fuck you.
He's like,
and I'm stood on a roof like, fuck you.
he basically is like, I really don't want to have to keep fighting you lot. I shouldn't have to be doing this.
I shout at him, you're a bitch!
In fact, I don't need to keep doing this.
Jafar! You just shout for Jafar.
Mm-hmm.
You're Jafar!
For God's sake.
Stay in melee range, you bitch.
If you were paying attention, Jafar is the name of the genial mixed belt.
Wait, what the f- Mick?
Mick, can you please roll me a dexterity saving throw?
I thought we put like a stopper at the end of it so we
That is a 17.
You keep your feet, but the stopper does come out, and suddenly the face, the spokes start to pour out of it. Like, Master! You're finally here! Indeed.
You suck!
Why didn't you put that in the bottom of the ocean?
I tried to throw it back into the fucking chasm, but no, we had to hold on to it.
Sorry, Korsun. He is the person who actually put me in the bottle. He's my master and head of you. I'm sorry, I can't stop this.
Isn't he technically your captor?
Stockholm Syndrome.
I still have to do as he says. It's not a choice thing here.
It's a free country, come on.
He points out the barnacle. He points out the braces on his arms. Like, it's really not. I have to do as he says.
But he's a dick.
Doesn't mean I haven't got to do as he says. And at that point he's like, bring them their worst enemy. And with that he clicks his fingers and the smoke billows down into the barn. Basically he's hiding in the barn now.
God damn it.
Coward!
I'm not gonna make the genie's thing happen until Mick's turn. Which is now, actually. I feel like that. So, Mick!
Wow!
So, I didn't do that intentionally either. Mick, what are you doing before the genie does something?
Well, it's a genie, so I'm just going to grab it with my glove, and I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds on it.
I'm a genie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right in front of me.
Isn't it made of smoke?
Well, before it, like, disappears, can I grab it?
The genie? Absolutely. The genie's in front of you and he's corporeal. Whereas the Harveron's one that went down in the smoky thing into the thing. So you can definitely cast Inflict Wounds if you want to on the genie, yes.
Or actually, see, I go back and forth on this. Do I want to just destroy the lamp? Because I could do that. But will that just, you know, get the bracers on there? I'm gonna go, Jafar, should I destroy the lamp? And also, how in genie law does not work? Who controls the lamp? Who controls the genie?
I'm not the person who's in charge here. I don't make the rules. A much better looking person makes those rules.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the genie. I'm gonna hit the genie. With that, okay. I am going to reach out the glove of Thanatos and grab him by the neck.
Okay.
And then I would like to cast Inflict Wounds.
You may do so.
All right. This is a. Oh, I just get to make a melee attack. I thought it was a saving throw. But it's not. So, suck it. Uh, That is a dirty 20.
That, I'm assuming, is definitely a hit. I'm going to ask you then to roll for damage.
Alright, that is 3d10 necrotic damage.
Make it 4.
Well, it was already going to be added because I was also going to use my channel divinity and turn on my touch of the death as I touch him. And he also is going to take the branding smite damage as well, which will be, let's see, at this moment, since I did just hit him with a melee attack, branding smite will be another... third level. It will be another 3d6 of radiant damage as well that they will be taking.
Okay, how did it die?
Literally, as he comes out of the bottle and says that I'm not his master anymore, I grab him with the glove of Thanatos and go, I only saved you because I was your master. And now, this is over. And the glove will crackle with the black necrotic energy that it does as it just courses through to the genie.
He almost shatters in that, in black light. And says like, sorry, Corsoon. And then just like, literally crumbles into ash.
I never get to fucking roll my like huge damage totals. Every fucking time, man, always just goes, oh, he's dead.
Wait a few levels.
But you're too OP, you fuck.
You have the glove of Thanos, basically.
I gave it to him.
I regret nothing.
And I didn't use any poison right there. That was just simple divine...
take anything from that.
That was just all divine or inflict wounds and some wrathful smiting. Like, that wasn't even any kind of poison.
I mean, if it helps, my bow is just a bow.
So the only thing that is out here now is a charred lamp, 4 owlbears blocking the road, which sound like a bad joke, and you've got a hiding Parveron in a barn.
Since I'm still on top of the barn, and I didn't technically use any of my movement there, is there any openings in the roof? Can I, like, look down into said...
It's pretty much sealed. It's a sealed roof.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, I'm gonna just stay up on said roof. I don't know actually if I should, because he might blow the roof off the place. I'm gonna get near the edge of the roof so that I can see, like, where the owlbears are. And towards the bridge, and I can drop down if need be.
Okay, that's totally cool. We go to Tinker next, then.
Matt's not going to like me for what I'm about to do.
Matt doesn't like any of us right now.
You know how the owlbears are blocking the way?
Yes.
And you know how right now I'm immune to fire?
Yes.
Can I cast Fireball and sprint through to the barn? Because I was on the barn side of things, so I'm not that far away. And it's a 20-foot radius, so it's going to get all of them together.
Don't set the barn on fire, please. I'm
on
top of it.
It's made of stone, it's fine.
How sure are you?
So you're going to burn the owlbears?
Yes.
Should Alili turn around so that the little one can't see this?
Yeah, protect the little one's eyes.
Cover your eyes, child.
yes.
You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, what am I trying to beat?
A 15.
I'm going to roll for the whole bunch. I think it's faster.
Is that a 1, Matthew?
+1.
I mean, it gets worse when you realise I add my
charisma thing to all of them as well.
Yeah. Fire. So they all take how much damage?
8d6.
You what?
It's a third level spell.
That's... I think they're all dead.
Last session and I nearly killed everything.
I think they're all dead.
Not yet. They're not yet. How about the top?
It'll take 35 points of fire damage. And ooh, their fur ignites. Because...
Oh, great. We're back to burning owlbear. Okay.
Yay!
You want me to stab it in the butt for that nostalgia?
Get it in the butt!
35 points, yeah?
Yes. And if any of them try and make an attack of opportunity on me, they will also take further damage. But I'm not going to roll that because that's up to you.
They're too out of it. They were just told to basically be a meat shield, basically. So you just burnt the meat shield, basically. You can the others around you, particularly Rain, can smell the distinct smell of cooked bear.
You just see like this streak of fire just go vroom.
It smells like chicken.
I'm guessing the baby can smell that too.
Oh yes.
Sorry, baby.
I'm guessing that some of a prestidigitation or maybe just covering with a cloak will be help being done at the
point. Just fasten the cloak around the baby.
Fasten the cloak. Okay, cool. Okay, so you're racing through them, yeah. How much movement have you got?
As a gnome, I have 25 feet, so I was on the barn side of the bridge thing originally.
Okay, you will reach the door, but that's...
Yeah, I'm assuming I'm at the door, but no further.
You got the door, which is ajar, but that's it. You can't see in. You can see inside, but you can't see him at the moment. Okay, we're now going to swing down to Barwin.
So, quick question.
Yes. That's usually me being filled with dread because of my players. I know my players and I love when they have ideas.
Could I, like, stamp through the roof of the barn and fall in?
Yes. I will let you try.
What do you want me to roll for that?
That would be a strength athletics check.
Okay. Come on,
guys. I will say you're looking to beat a 30.
A what?
A 30. A 3-0.
Yeah, no, I just can't do maths, don't worry.
It is made of stone.
Yeah, it's a stone roof.
Oh, that's like a 25. Can I use my inspiration?
You can. Can I just say, is it possible for you to actually hit this or not?
What's the inspiration die?
Did she re-roll?
You don't add that on top of anything.
Unfortunately,
no. In that case, no. The highest I would be able to get is 26. Okay, in that case, can I just drop down from the front of the barn and go in through the doors?
I'll let you do that, yes.
Yeah. I thought the roof was made of wood, and I just thought it'd be really cool to just, like, you know, drop kick this guy.
I genuinely mean this, if you'd have hit the 30, I'd have let you have it, but then I would have also had to have Tinker roll me a constitution saving throw.
That's fair. Okay, well, I just kind of dropped off the front of the barn and gate, because I have 30 feet of movement, so that should be enough.
I'm guessing you basically slide past Tinker into the barn.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You see, bearing in mind you heard the explanation of what the barn was like earlier, yeah? You the one end and the other end. It looked like that, but there's no owlbears in here now.
But there is a dickhead and you need to kill him.
There's no owlbears in here, but there is all the experimented owlbears through there.
So,
and you can also hear rummaging happening in the experiment room through the other door.
How close can I get to that?
You will be able to reach the door but not get through it.
Okay, I'll get to the door.
Okay, cool.
What do I see?
You get the door's closed.
Ah. Can I open it?
Yes, you can open the door, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You see the scene, the incredible...
The scene from earlier.
Yes. You see Parvron with back to you, looking through a book.
How close am I to him?
About 30 feet.
Crossbow in the back, dickhead.
Okay, roll to hit.
All this happens in 6 seconds.
I'm being very generous tonight, yeah.
I mean, it is essentially jump off a roof, walk through a door, pew.
Yeah. Arwen is,
right.
Arwen is quick enough. I think. Hang on, I still can't do fucking that. So that's a 14.
14, that's a miss.
Right, I'll roll again because I have 2 attacks per turn.
Okay.
Oh, that's a 26.
Is that a crit 20? Or?
Yes, that's a crit 20.
Okay, I've learned to not be a dick. The crossbow bolt goes straight through him.
God damn it.
It's not really him. It's just a reflection, an illusion.
Oh my god, if he's still up on the fucking roof, invisible, I'm going to cry. Let me just check the rest. I'm not going to waste anything else I've got, I don't think.
I don't think you have anything else with how much Matt has let you do.
Yeah,
I mean, strictly speaking, I have action surge, but I'm not wasting it.
Okay, it's now the turn of the poor, defenseless, and woundless now owlbears, who are all on fire and sort of like melting into a heap in the middle of the bridge. Obviously, it's quite depressing in my head. And they're just crying pretty much. They're too shell shocked to act. So we're gonna go straight to rain.
Okay, so just to confirm, he's definitely not on the roof.
You can't see him on the roof, no.
Oh.
You can't see him on the roof.
Alright, I'm going to go down. I'm going to go down, join the others. As a bonus action, I'll summon my Drake.
Okay.
So Willisfun is now in the thing. Do I have a new character sheet for? And I think that. End my turn because I don't think I can do anything else.
Okay, cool. We go back to the order and Alili.
I'm gonna be honest, that went on for so long I completely lost track of what's happening.
Fair enough.
Okay, you, I believe, were on the bridge, which is now you've now got a way of getting to the past
step through the charred flesh.
Yes, step through the charred flesh of owlbears. And make your way down to the... They're not dead, they're just in no mood to fight right now. They are not dead, they're just...
Are they dying?
Not yet. Not yet. They wish they were. But they're not yet.
I've got nothing to put them out of their misery.
I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. You've got a thing called Moonbeam. But we'll move on from that. It depends what you want to do, to be really honest.
I mean, if they're dying horribly, I will try and put them out of their misery.
Okay.
Because that bunch of dickheads seems to have the barn.
Okay. So, you planning on using Moonbeam? Or something else?
Can I get the pile of melting owlbear flesh, like, completely with Moonbeam?
How wide is it?
It's 5 foot. Maybe not. I mean, if they're not on death's door, I probably can't wipe them out anyway. Okay, I just hold the cloak around the baby so it can't see the melting pile of big owlbears.
Okay, are you going to stay where you are, or are you moving forward?
Moving forward. How far away am I?
You are 30 feet from the barn.
Okay.
You can move further than that if you fly.
Yeah, I'm going to use my wings so I can actually get into the barn.
Okay, cool. So you're getting into the barn.
Mm.
Okay, so you're going to go past Tinker, carrying the child back into the place you just rescued it from.
It can't see. It's hidden.
Okay, cool. Okay, and you land, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Okay. So that's your movement. Are you doing any action?
Let's see what I've got quickly. So, matey in the barn is an illusion.
Only Barwin knows at the moment, but yes.
Is the book real, though?
It seemed to be when you read it.
Okay, cool. Can I aim at the book?
What with?
Sorry, every time I pull up my spell list, the app decides to restart.
Okay. I've had that problem myself.
Stop being a dick. Fuck it, Eldritch Blast it.
Oh god. You're Eldritch Blasting a book. Okay, fine.
Yes!
Are you doing this Twin Beam and Agonizing Blast, or...?
Alili doesn't have Agonizing Blast on account of the fact her Charisma modifier is garbage.
Oh, for now. Okay, Eldritch Blast.
That's,
By the way...
22 and 22.
Okay. Okay, so you're rolling to... You definitely hit a book.
Yeah, and left.
Rolling for damage, then.
Right. 12.
Okay. The book ignites in what looked like an acid explosion. And... there's a scream. Parveron turns around. I say that in air quotes, of course. And Ellie, you can tell he looks different. In fact, Barwin, you can tell that they look different as well. Because obviously, and you're
from
not
before,
quite close.
That is.
Yeah.
How far away is he from me?
You can't. You're not close enough to the door to see through it. That
I thought I was at the door.
You're at the outside door.
Outside
an
door.
I have 60 foot of dark vision.
I think it's round a corner.
It's round a corner.
Freaking corners.
You've got to go in and through. So,
corners are for nerds.
You need black hole vision for that.
You can tell that they don't look. Who it is does not look like Parveron.
Well, what a crossbow bolt just went through him, so.
What does it look like now?
Roll me for a nature check. You can both do this, by the way.
Me?
Yep. Nature check.
16.
Okay.
16? Okay, cool.
What is my fucking d20? Dirty 20.
Okay.
My nature's shit. How does that happen?
It's all good. Right, so you guys both tell... They look elven.
Okay.
And they look like a she.
She?
Are we killing Rain's other parent?
Are we killing Rain's ex?
I wouldn't say the way that Alex is sat up in bed. No, Alex, it's... I'm going to break the fourth wall for a moment. It's not one of Rain's family. Well, it certainly wasn't at the start of the show, anyway. Okay.
I don't know, Rain's a wild one.
Breaking the fourth wall to the fourth wall. It's not the two elves that would be in Rain's backstory, would it? One of those being his mother. Okay.
No.
Unbreak the fourth wall.
Okay, I'm broken.
Murder the fourth wall.
Okay, so that's what's happened there. We now go to Mick, who is... on the edge of the roof.
I'm just gonna yell down to Tinker and go, do you see anything? Do I need to come down there?
I think Alili just murdered something.
Sounds about right.
Wow, fucking rude.
I mean, I can't see what you just Eldritch Blasted, so... I mean, there are like three of us here, so I think you're fine.
Then I'm just going to use my action, and I'm going to hang out here on the roof at the moment, and I'm going to cast a false life on myself.
And that just lets me regain some get some temporary HP.
Okay, cool, lovely. So that's it. Tinker, what do?
I'm such a Tinker, good boy. I mean, I'm probably just gonna scan around the barn, because I have a feeling this prick's probably hiding behind a door or something. Can I just do an arcana and look around?
You can do an arcana check by all means. Are you doing it on the whole barn, or just the area?
I kind of trust those guys to do the stuff at the back, and I know that room's very magical. I'm kind of just looking for any other sources of magic here.
Okay.
Like the front section.
Okay, go ahead. You could do so with advantage.
Thank God I did, because that one's a crit 20.
Okay, you can tell that magic has passed through here. In fact, you can see a scorch mark, which definitely has the ring of teleportation about it.
Bastard.
Is it the kind of mark that plays when someone lands or when someone leaves? Because they have different...
One for leaving and one for arriving.
Guys, he's gone.
Barwin swears very loudly.
I am going to say at this point, you guys are officially out of combat.
Mickey teleported.
Fuck!
Alright, I do call my Drake then. If he's no longer needed.
You're despawning him, are you? Okay, cool.
Yeah, he lives in a different realm, so he just appears and disappears when I want him.
Okay, fine. Okay, so, what are you guys doing in
Barwin
the barn?
Grumpily sheathes a sword.
I take a look inside, and I'm like, well, shit, what do you know? A secret evil laboratory. Huh.
The elven being is still there, and she smiles when she sees you.
Do I know the elf?
You can roll me a insight.
Plot twist, it's gender swapped Rain from another universe.
God, don't get red dwarf on us.
25.
You have never seen this elf before in your life.
Okay, yeah, that makes me happier. Are they real or are they like a vision, like the last thing?
Well, the crossbow bolt went right through them, so I would err on the side of vision.
It went through the Jafar vision, so I don't know.
Can I walk into the room and go, hello, how are you?
You can indeed.
Like a normal person.
You can indeed. You must be the infamous tinker, Rainer Moref.
Rainer.
Yeah, my full name's Rainer. It's kind of partly why I go by Tinker anyway, but...
Yeah, I'll call you Tinker.
Yeah, please do. It'll get confusing. Peek behind the wall there. That's why I went by Tinker when we found out they had the same kind of name.
Excellent.
You're welcome, Coyle.
How do you know me?
Everybody knows how amazingly talented you are.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, to be fair, it's kind of a bit of lore in your hometown of Marsol, isn't it?
Considering you're an elf, how do you know of Marsol?
Well, who do you think ordered it be raided?
I restrain them. I will
restraining Tinker, I assume.
Barwin will restrain the elf if you want to restrain Tinker.
I think I'm better restraining. Just saying.
Oh, no, go for it.
Why?
Do I need to roll?
Tinker would probably allow it. He knows what he's like when he's angry.
No, I meant the elf.
Can you restrain a vision thing?
Oh, it's a vision, is it?
It's ghostly, yeah.
Oh, right, okay, no, I'm not gonna.
You grab the air!
Oh my gosh. Wasn't there more of you?
Yeah, they're waiting outside.
Yeah, they're around. Ready to murder.
Are the elves still alive?
not red.
Alright. It's a shame, really. All of these owlbears were wasted trying to wait for the right one to create an owlbear dragon hybrid. We came so close. Harveron just.
We need to stop setting up owlbear championships near us, because this happens every time.
Please. We got what we needed here. You know, all we need now is to get the 27th subject and take it, and the blood from that will be enough to forge within the axe.
But you don't have anyone to make the axe, Parvaron said. You don't have the right person.
Not yet.
Also, how are you going to do anything here? You're made of air.
Ah, my poor sweet.
Thank you to cut and not call me a child.
It does not concern you, Orc. Unless you have my property.
Might do.
Your property probably perished in the fire, considering I just incinerated a whole lot of owlbears.
I was talking to the dragon. Give it back.
I step in front of Alili.
Alili puts her arms tight around.
Steps closer to the elf and between all of you. Like, you're not getting anything of ours.
Either you give me back the owlbear, or, and she clicks her fingers, and another vision appears next to her. Tinker, please roll me a perception check. And just don't crit one.
15.
You see a adult manticore ghost standing next to her.
Oh no!
This is not Deimos.
Thank God. Where is Deimos?
I sent him away because he was scared.
Give us back the owlbear, or we kill this one. I believe this is the mother of your dear pet.
I mean, I found him in a griffin's nest, so he doesn't have much connection to the mum, I'm afraid.
Sucky.
Matt looks like he wants to kill us all.
Well, if you won't give us back the owlbear, then maybe it's time I took something from you instead. Something else.
My will to live, that's already gone.
Tell me. You five are merely mortal. Soon it will come, the magic portal. Which is quite soon. And witch's reign. You two will never think the same again.
Oh god, are we switching minds? Think like a Razoon.
Razoon's just on the roof, like, do-do-do.
And she,
I'm just down on the roof, just like, oh, this is cool.
And with that, she disappears, as so does the ghost of the manticore.
So anyone know who that elf was?
No, I don't think so.
Got it yet. When you grow this old, you tend to hate elves. They're all twats.
I'm gonna kill her.
I'll help.
She's gotta be a sister, surely.
I assume everyone we've come into contact is with the sisterhood.
Not all of them, but...
Well, everyone who's trying to murder us.
I think that is everyone.
Rain and Mick, please roll me constitution checks.
What, saving throws or just straight checks?
Constitution checks.
Alright.
Both cocked.
Oh, that wasn't good. That's a 7.
That's
12.
Rain does not notice this. Mick does. He can feel his brain almost want to explode.
Cool.
Ow. Yep. And then... Can I say, breaking the fourth wall again? Alex, have you read my notes?
What? What happened?
I can't see him at this angle.
I'm definitely switching.
Oh, shit!
You two both drop to your knees and wake up in each other's bodies.
How the fuck does that make character sheets work?
I guess you're swapping character sheets.
And we will leave it there for this week.
I'm gonna hate Mick even more.
Oh, God.
It finally happened.
That was not what I expected.
Yeah, Kerry's known about this for about 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's
sake.
I've been wanting to do that. I've been wanting to do that so much.
Well, at least I got to some decent melee this session. Very happy.
Oof. It wasn't how I planned on doing it, but it worked.
You almost wounded Barbaron. Finally.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to this chaotic series of events known as Dungeons and Junkies in Edenoi. I'm going to go to Ailey first for their spiel.
Hello, I have been Ailey. I am one of the many resident artists here. In fact, I think we're all artists in some way. Everyone keeps sending art anyway. You can find me online at Space Lady Art or Copperine on most social media, and I will see you next time.
Awesome. We will cross now to Caitlin.
Hello, I'm Caitlin, the cause of most of Matt's suffering.
Yep.
He regrets this.
I regret nothing.
I write articles about video games and mental health when I can be asked, because life is hard, deal with it. I write them over at themindgame.org, which is also where I host my campaign of this madness, which, if Matt won't go into gore stuff, I will. There were honeycomb children last time.
Indeed.
I edited that. Go follow it at our Mind Games, or Caitlin RC on Twitter, because my cats are cute and you will all look at them.
Indeed. Now to the queen of paper hats, Kerry.
Hi, I'm Kerry, but you're not here for that. What you're really here for is the Dungeon Junkies art Instagram. It's literally Dungeon Junkies on Instagram. You should check it out.
Really should. It's amazing art. Now we cross to Chad.
Oh, I am Chad. You, of course, follow me on Twitter at Chad's_mind or at You From Top Rope. You can listen to my podcast at It's View From The Top Rope Thursdays, The Chatterbox Wednesdays, and So You're So Smart on Sundays. And also, fuck you, Matt.
A mood.
This is going to be a mood. Alex?
Oh, I'm just double up, fuck you.
Monster in the chat.
I played Rain. Next time I'm probably going to play Corazon by the sounds of things. You can find me at Spiderbread UK. You can find my main carries. Main podcast at Game Junkies Pod, and you can find this ever-growing collection of madness and character swap at Dungeon Junkies.
You can indeed. You can find me at MattTechUK. At risk of being stoned to death at this point, I now say I'm Matt.
I am Alex. Matt won't be here next time because he'll be dead, and we're out of here.
Boom.
I regret to sing boom fast.
This podcast is a Matt Attack production for Visionaries Global Media.